What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 21st, 2020, start of a brand new week. And as is usual, we're going to be doing news until we run out of news. Then we'll open the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Let's get right on into it. We do have a lot to talk about today. And obviously, the big story here is that Friday, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away from pancreatic cancer, and the Democratic tantrums are already up there. They're just rolling around on the floors and kicking and screaming that Trump should not be allowed to appoint a new Supreme Court justice. But he's going to do that. He says it will be a woman. The short list is down to five, and he's going to make the announcement Friday or Saturday following the funeral service for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, of course, the Democrats are out there trying to find some way to block it. They're even talking about impeaching the president again to try and tie the Senate up to hold off confirmation until Joe Biden can steal the election here. But Trump is saying there we have this obligation without delay. He's basically doing what the Constitution says. He is the president, and he was elected president for 4 years, not three and a half. And he gets to nominate Supreme Court justices right up until his last day in office here. Now, a lot of people are trying to make a big deal over the fact that supposedly Ruth Bader Ginsburg told one of her granddaughters, only one, that her dying wish was that they would hold off replacing her until after the election. There is no confirmation that this really did happen. Trump is out there saying that this was probably written by Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer. It does seem rather an odd statement because of all people, Ginsburg would know that her last wishes have absolutely no bearing on the operation of the government. But Trump says he's going to do the nominee Friday or Saturday after Ginsburg's funeral. And the corporate media and a lot of other people are saying that more than likely it's going to be Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And her name has popped up each time President Trump is to pick a new Supreme Court nominee. And she's been on Trump's list of nominees since 2017. So a lot of people are looking at her. And of course, she's going to be in for an absolute drubbing. They're going to find some way to drag her through the mud. Unlike Kavanaugh, they're not going to be able to say that she was harassing women in her office or something like that. Or maybe they will. Who knows? But it's going to be a heck of a fight. And I hope she's a strong lady because whoever the nominee is, they're going to get punted. They're probably going to wind up feeling like a baby seal. They're going to get clubbed so hard. And what's really interesting, though, is back in 2016, when it was Obama trying to fill a Supreme Court seat, the Democrats and the Republicans had exactly 180 degree separate views of whether it should go forward or not. So all of their past comments are coming back to haunt them here. Now, appearing on Fox and Friends, Mark Levin blasted Democrats hoping to stall the filling of the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Ginsburg. Levin said, it's a very strange thing. This Democrat Party, first of all, they hate the Constitution because they've spent the last several months pulling out statues of the founders and saying the Constitution was adopted by slaveholders. Then they wave it around to justify the destruction of the Constitution. And what the Democrats want to do is sabotage the entire process. Now, we don't take an oath to the Democrat Party. We don't take an oath to Chuck Schumer. We didn't take an oath to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God bless her, one of the most left-wing political activist justices in America history, which is why the left is freaking out. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is threatening to pack the Supreme Court in response to McConnell and Trump being in violation of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's wish. Again, whatever Ginsburg's last wish was, if indeed she said that, it's got no bearing on constitutional process, okay? And, of course, the Democrats have been talking about packing the Supreme Court long before Ginsburg passed away. They want to basically increase the number of judges to 12 and then load it up with liberals on the assumption that Biden is going to be the president and that the Senate will come under Democratic control in this election. And they want to load it up with more liberals to counteract all the conservative judges that are there. But they're looking that if Trump nominates a conservative, which he will, and if the Senate confirms, which they, you know, McConnell seems to think is going to happen, then it's going to be a 3-6 balance on the court with a clear conservative majority. And this is also going to have a bearing on the election itself, because we know the election is going to be contested and we know everybody's going to be filing lawsuits. There's something like 245 lawsuits have already been filed at the state level for various issues about how we're going to count the votes and when the votes can come in. And I understand over in Pennsylvania, they've got a decision now that votes must be accepted even if the signature on the vote doesn't match that on the registration. You want to talk about opening the door to vote fraud there. So Ocasio-Cortez is threatening the Democrats should consider packing the Supreme Court if Republicans move to fill the seat vacated by Ginsburg. Now, the Democrats are bringing dishonor to Ginsburg, who said packing the court is undemocratic. And a lot of people have spoken out against packing the Supreme Court because once started, who knows where it could end? We could wind up with a Supreme Court with 1,000 judges on it. And that would make it, you know, virtually impossible to get anything through there. All righty. Now, Senator Lamar Alexander says he supports Trump and the Senate efforts to fill the Supreme Court vacancy, and he blasts the Democrats. Jim Jordan is out there commenting the Democrats are criticizing Trump for following the Constitution, which is exactly what he's doing. The Constitution says the president will choose the nominee for the Supreme Court. The Senate gives its permission in the confirmation hearing. End of story. That's it. Okay, there's nothing in there that says it can't be done in an election year, and it's been done in an election year many times before. The Democrats out there saying there isn't enough time before the election. That's not true. We've had Supreme Court justices confirmed in as little as 19 days. Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself was confirmed in just 42 days, and it's 43 days to the election. Now, a lot of people are worried what happens if there's no Supreme Court confirmation between now and the aftermath of the election, when all these lawsuits are going to be floating around. It's going to be just like back in 2000, and some of them are going to wind up at the Supreme Court. And if Chief Justice Roberts votes with the conservatives, then you could basically wind up with a tie vote at the Supreme Court, at which point the election could be thrown into the House of Representatives, who would hand the presidency to Biden. But back in 1956, President Eisenhower filled a Supreme Court seat by recess appointment 1 month before the 1956 election, and Trump could and should do exactly the same if the Democrats succeed in blocking his nominee to the Supreme Court. Democrats are actually out there threatening more arson and riots if Trump tries to replace Ginsburg. And it's almost like blackmailing with civil war, threatening to burn it all down over the Supreme Court pick. The leftists are out there just freaking out and throwing tantrums. Immediately after news broke of the death of Ginsburg, some verified Twitter users threatened arson and apparent violence to prevent Republicans from replacing her before the elections. Biden is out there saying that if he wins the election, Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court should be withdrawn. Not the way it works. Trump is president until the end of next January. So, all righty. Apparently, a far-left D.C. Marxist group caught on video training supporters on how to kick in Lindsey Graham's door. The protest was planned for today. I haven't heard if it's gone forward or what the result of that was. The Democrats are pledging ongoing protests over the Ginsburg replacement. They target Mitch McConnell's homes in Washington, D.C. and Kentucky. Now, the mob is planning to intimidate McConnell in the wake of Ginsburg's death. His home address was posted online. He's been doxxed. Okay? So, the whole new dimension to the election, it's no longer about the economy. It's no longer about the coronavirus. It's all about the Supreme Court and what kind of a court the American voters want for the next 10 to 20 years. All righty. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, again, is telling her followers to fight from the streets to block the Supreme Court nomination. And let's see, the announcement of the death of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg sent shockwaves through the nation, primarily because her passing opens up the opportunity for President Trump to appoint an unprecedented third judge to the high court in his first term. It's never happened before, where a president has appointed three Supreme Court justices in a single term. Now, Democratic senators, including Chuck Schumer, threatened that nothing is off the table if Republicans try and hold a vote on a new Supreme Court justice before the election. Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying we must consider impeaching Trump and Barr to stop the Supreme Court nomination. So Cortez said during a press conference on Sunday, Democrats must be open to all options in their attempt to stop Donald Trump and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from filling the Supreme Court seat that was vacated Friday. All right, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed on Sunday the possibility of impeaching President Trump as part of a ploy to stop him from filling a recently vacated Supreme Court seat, saying that Democrats, quote, have arrows in our quiver. Apparently, the Democratic leadership had a conference call on Saturday to discuss strategies to stop. They are really, really scared. If Trump gets a new conservative Supreme Court justice, it's going to be 6-3 conservatives. And the liberals are just freaking out about that because they've been used to a Supreme Court that was very pro-LGBTQ. We saw that ridiculous law that just got passed in California where they're reducing the penalty for statutory rape in the case of gay sex. I think violates the Equal Protection Clause, but that's just me here. So Schumer is saying nothing is off the table if Republicans move forward with the nomination. And he said, let me be clear, if Leader McConnell and the Senate Republicans move forward with this, then nothing is off the table for next year. Nothing is off the table. Sounds like terroristic threatening to me. Now, a poll was taken. It shows a majority of Americans support filling the Supreme Court vacancy during an election year. Apparently, this poll was taken just days before Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. So the polls are definitely on Trump and McConnell's side here. Ted Cruz argues in favor of filling the Supreme Court vacancy, warns of a potential election dispute. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen here. And says America could face a deep crisis if President Trump does not act to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So the court can be at full strength by election day. Cruz said he would not accept the Supreme Court nomination. I want to be in the political fight. Well, it's a moot point because Trump has already announced that his list of five nominees are all women. Okay, as I mentioned a little earlier, Joe Biden is calling for Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee to be withdrawn if he loses the election in November. So Joe Biden appealed to Senate Republicans Sunday not to allow Trump to jam through a Supreme Court pick and said if he himself wins in November, it should be he who gets to make the selection. No, Joe, you get to make the selection after next January 21st when you take office. All righty. Now, Joe Biden's hypocrisy from 2016 is coming back to haunt him when he railed on Republicans for holding up a Supreme Court appointment, saying that it is the constitutional duty of a president to nominate if a vacancy becomes available. Yes, he was absolutely correct back in 2016. So his words have come back to haunt him this week after he slammed Donald Trump for nominating a candidate to fill the vacancy left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Biden said the nomination should wait until the election in 43 days. Trump lashed back at Biden Saturday night, calling on him to release his own list of potential nominees and accusing him of being afraid to ward off voters by releasing names before the 3rd of November. And a lot of people are thinking that's exactly the problem, that Biden's list of Supreme Court nominees would scare the heck out of the voters, who are, I think, getting a little tired of liberalism, especially as our cities go up in flames. Biden is trying to defend keeping his list secret, saying that it would influence the person's decision making. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden provided three reasons on Sunday for why he will not release his own list of potential Supreme Court nominees and why he says he's against the practice at all, including the possibility that releasing a list could potentially affect a candidate judge's decision making. All righty. Interesting little article. This is from Russia Today. The no-holds-barred battle for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's Supreme Court seat will be the final nail in the coffin of America's democracy. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death set in motion a battle for the future of the Supreme Court, the rule of law, and the concept of an independent judiciary. It will be a battle without a victor, and American democracy will be the loser. I certainly agree on that one here. All righty, getting on to the general election and politics, Trump is gaining momentum in Florida. He's ahead of Biden in Texas. perception that President Trump is better at managing the economy than Democratic challenger Biden helped him gain momentum in the key swing states. The latest battleground tracker poll from CBS shows Trump has cut into Biden's lead among likely voters in Florida while increasing his advantage over his challenger in the toss-up state of Texas. The poll shows the economy at front and center among voters, despite the devastating blows COVID-19 has delivered to those states. You know, there's another aspect we need to look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The fact that the Supreme Court is now a factor in this upcoming election may, in fact, draw more Trump voters off of their couches and out to the voting booths, because Trump's picks for the Supreme Court were a major factor in people voting for him back in 2016. And so this may actually work to his advantage here. Okay, the Democratic Party today tried to minimize the risks of possible election fraud. However, Joe Biden spent decades of his career sounding the alarm about it. Now today he's saying it's just a myth. Now, Tulsi Gabbard goes off message from the Democrats again and introduces a bipartisan bill to deter fraud with mail-in ballots. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, who was branded a Russian asset by Hillary Clinton for her anti-war views, is again refusing to blindly follow her party's talking points, this time over fears of election fraud. Whether in the midst of a pandemic as we are now, where mail-in voting is likely to drastically increase, or even a normal election, no one should get in between a voter and the ballot box, the Hawaii congressman said Friday on Twitter. It's one of the reasons why I like Tulsi, and I'm sorry that she got aced out of the Democratic race so easily. Do you realize that Tulsi would be pulling more voters than Joe Biden right now? The Democratic leadership really blew it by not going with her. Okay, speaking of Biden, when he was in Philadelphia, he made his speech at the podium and then immediately left without answering any reporters' questions. Now, Republican Senator Mitt Romney has been caught taking large donations from globalist billionaire George Soros organization, the Soros Fund Management, according to financial records. Political figures who have received money from Soros include Democrat powerhouses such as former President Obama, Senator Chuck Schumer, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and others. Back in 2012, Soros said he saw little difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and it has now been revealed that Romney is on George Soros' payroll. The Utah senator stunned everyone when he became the only Republican to vote to convict Donald Trump in the recent Democrat-led impeachment sham. Does his decision to accept Soros' dark money donations explain that decision? All righty. Pelosi had another whoopsie, if you will. She made a comment when she described recently attending mass at a San Francisco church, despite the city's month-long ban on indoor masses. This was coming right after that video showing her getting her hair done in a salon, even though the salons are supposed to be closed. So a spokesperson for Pelosi's office said the speaker misspoke. She's not been in San Francisco since September 5th due to ongoing talks about COVID relief and appropriations. She, Pelosi, has been participating regularly in church services virtually. Now then, there has been reportedly an assassination attempt on President Trump. Apparently, an envelope containing the poison ricin was delivered to the White House. Now, first of all the mail that goes to the White House doesn't go to the White House. It goes to a special center where it's all checked and examined, and it's pre-opened to make sure that nothing nasty is getting through. In this case, they found ricin in the envelope. And the package of the deadly poison was mailed to the White House, but it was intercepted by this screening center. Now, a female suspect was arrested by Customs and Border Patrol agents trying to enter the United States from Canada. And apparently they are saying that she is the one who mailed this letter with the ricin in it from Canada. All right. Apparently over in Fredericksburg, Ohio, Trump's Amish supporters held a cow, horse, wagon, and carriage parade. That must have been something to see. I wish this article had more pictures. Okay. Good old Jeff Epstein. He's the gift that keeps on giving. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and a friendly nudge in the shoulder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing, to speak truth to power, to give Americans the facts they need to have so that they can make good choices, especially with an upcoming election here. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, getting on back to Jeff Epstein. It's amazing how much he stays in the news despite supposedly, reportedly, in theory, being dead. But apparently the courts have now subpoenaed all of the logs on all of Epstein's aircraft, which I think is 4 helicopters and 3 planes, including the Lolita Express. And apparently all the passengers and the flight logs will be made public. And so Epstein's rich and famous pals are starting to really panic about that. They don't want to be associated with the pedophile. Okay, for those of you living along the Gulf Coast, like you haven't had enough misery to deal with here, Tropical Storm Beta heads toward Texas and Louisiana. It's expected to make landfall within the next few hours. 10 million Americans have been given storm warnings for flooding and surges amid fear of up to 15 inches of rain along the Gulf Coast. I mean, this has been a terrible storm season. That's why they've run out of names, and now they're using the Greek alphabet to name the storms here. And whatever's left of Beta will be over us in Indiana this weekend here. Okay, getting on into the COVID-19 news here. Sadiq wants London locked down tomorrow. They want to lock it down again. And the British people are saying, no, we don't want to do that. Over at CNN, and I guess knowing CNN, you would expect this. But during a roundtable discussion, CNN's resident medical analyst Leanna Wen made the absurd claim that Black Lives Matter protests are safer to attend than Trump rallies. And Biden was making a speech this morning in which he said, you know, Trump doesn't care about his supporters. He packs them into those venues there. And, you know, they're spreading COVID-19 amongst themselves here. But according to CNN, attending a Black Lives Matter protest, you will be immune from COVID-19, apparently, here. Over in Italy, Italians in seven regions are going to vote in person this coming Sunday. In fact, they're going to have 2 days of voting shaped by the COVID-19 pandemic. Voters are required to wear masks and maintain social distancing as they cast ballots in regional contests originally scheduled for the spring, but delayed due to the pandemic. But they're able to go to the polls and they're able to vote in person. Now, so far, they're saying that the mail-in voters are 3-1 in favor of Biden, which strikes me as very odd because in theory, if there's no chicanery and rigging, the mail-in voting should mirror the in-person voting statistically. All righty, there's been a second volunteer for the AstraZeneca vaccine trials to suffer this rare neurological condition, but they're insisting it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Now, the first recipient of the trials fell ill after receiving one dose. She was later diagnosed with transverse myelitis, a rare inflammatory disease that affects the spinal cord, causing weakness, sensory alterations, and autonomic nervous system dysfunction. The company's spokeswoman later told the media the volunteer had undiagnosed multiple sclerosis and the trials resumed. Now there's been a second female volunteer recipient of the vaccine suffering complications after the follow-up dose in September. AstraZeneca, didn't confirm a diagnosis, but a source told the New York Times it was also transverse myelitis. All righty. Getting on over to the protests and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and this woke culture here. And apparently old debunked claims of racism surface at New York museums. A group of both former and current employees are working to denounce racism and sexism at the Guggenheim Museum is led by disgruntled white women who are intimidating employees of color to join their agenda. The group, A Better Guggenheim, claims it is holding the museum accountable for systemic racism and a toxic work environment. Members, including a leader who was dismissed and not hired back, calls to force the resignation of the museum's top executives. It feels sinister, said an employee of the museum who wanted to stay anonymous. They are terrorizing employees and compromising the work that people are doing to address the issues and diluting the real cause. It's a joke that it's called A Better Guggenheim. Then they came for the benches, and Norway may cancel a problematic tribute to racist botanist von Linn, who coined the term Homo sapiens. Over in Oslo, there's a park bench bearing the name of Carl von Linn, an 18th century Swedish scientist known as the Prince of Botanists and the founder of modern taxonomy. And it could be removed after local politicians have deemed him to be racist. We got to take another break for commercial. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here. I got a lot more news to get through, but people are already calling on in here. 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Robert in Springfield. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to chime in on Ginsburg's passing. Prior to her nomination to the Supreme Court, she was touted as a self-proclaimed judicial activist. Mm-hmm. Now, the movie that came out about her life, her biography, also portrayed her as a ACLU lawyer being a judicial activist. And if you were to look up the definition in Black's Law Dictionary of a judicial activist, well, you find that it's 180 degrees the opposite of the job description for a Supreme Court justice, despite the fact that there were only three senators that actually voted against her when she was nominated. Now, I just find it amazing that she's proclaimed as being a feminist icon and a legal scholar, and yet when she discussed the ruling on Roe v. Wade, she said her first impression was is that it had nothing to do with women's rights, that it had everything to do with the reduction of population or being population control. And that's just an amazing fact that the icon of feminism in the legal arena thinks that the ruling to legalize abortion has nothing to do with a woman's right to her own body and her right to decide, but that it had everything to do with reducing the population.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, anyway, I think we're in a tough spot when somebody that is defined by a legal document like Black's Law Dictionary as being unqualified for the job is nominated to and put in to the job. So, just, I mean, what else do you have to go on but her own testimony?
Well, you know, it is an interesting aspect of the Supreme Court that one does not actually have to be a lawyer or a judge to be nominated. Obviously, those are going to help. But we've had Supreme Court justices throughout history who were not lawyers or judges to begin with. And they were nominated because they were strict constitutionalists, because that is supposed to be the job of the Supreme Court, is to look at all laws and see, do they conform to the Constitution or not?
Right. And the exact opposite of that definition is a judicial activist, somebody who doesn't look at the Constitution or even case law, by the way, if you want to go even from a liberal perspective on the legal side, you know, case law is not supposed to be supreme, but yet that's the way it's viewed today. But even from that perspective, a judicial activist is ignoring case law in order to socially change society by manipulating the court system.
Well, yeah, they're basically trying not to enforce the Constitution as it is, but to try and rewrite the laws to make the Constitution what they think it ought to be.
Right. Well, I just thought I'd chime in and put my 2 cents in.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news about the rioting and so forth, Kamala Harris praises the rioting and looting, calls it marching, and states she has great optimism. Okay. Good for you. All right, a Louisville judge ordered the federal courthouse to close as officials are expected to announce a decision in the Breonna Taylor investigation. And I understand the entire city is starting to board up, and I guess they're telegraphing what that decision is going to be, which means they're not going to prosecute the police who shot her. Turning to the international news now, Trump is sending troops and heavy armor back into Syria, supposedly in response to Russian and Turkish provocations. According to three defense officials, the Pentagon has moved a small number of troops to Syria this week after a series of increasingly intense clashes between the U.S. and Russian military. Apparently, along with that, the U.S. is sending M2 A2 Bradley infantry fighting vehicles to challenge Russian forces in northern Syria. And apparently, Bradley IFVs represent the M2A2 Bradley is armed with a 25 millimeter chain gun, a 7.62 millimeter coaxial machine gun, and a dual TOW anti-tank guided missile launcher. This makes the IFV the heaviest weapon deployed by the U.S. on the ground in Syria. We're going to go back to the phones here to Sammy in Vegas. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable.
Hey, I love you, Guy. I have been listening to you since you were back with GCN, and that goes back a long time.
Goes back a very long time.
What's really bothering me, Mike, is we want the old Mike back. You know, it's this, I mean, just anytime you turn on to, it used to be researchers, people that researched things. Everybody knew the left-right paradigm. You know what I mean? The Democrats and the Republicans. Neither one of them are our friend, okay? We all know that, people that's done any research. Now, all the shows are just starting to turn into a Republican commercial. It's all Republican talking points. Look at all the gaffes. I mean, Joe Biden has made a lot of gaffes. I mean, he's an old man. Everybody knows that. But look at all the gaffes.
Yeah, well, careful about who you're calling an old man.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Guy.
Yeah, well, you have my deepest sympathies.
But look at all the gaffes Trump's made.
Yeah.
Like when he did the interview on ABC. Nobody brings that up. It's like it doesn't happen. And another thing that I really wanted to talk to you about, I've done some research on this, and I wish you would, too. Remember Lee Yang that was on Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, but I'm wondering if she's a plant. I think back to that so-called Kuwaiti nurse who told us all that the Iraqi troops were taking premature babies out of the incubators so the incubators could be sent back to Iraq, and that turned out to be a complete hoax.
This is a hoax, too, Mike. I wish you would research it. If you research it a little bit, you'll find out that she's actually working right now for the Rule of Law Foundation. Look up the Rule of Law Foundation. They've been in Hong Kong. They've been in Hong Kong with the Hong Kong riots and everything against China. And she's actually working for the Rule of Law Foundation. Who's it? Who's it run by? Steve Bannon.
Really?
Yes. Please look up Rule of Law.
All right, I'll take a look into that.
And you know, like now, I was listening to a show a couple weeks ago, a Saturday night on RBN, and it was just one Tucker Carlson after another. And one, Laura Ingraham hit it out of the park. Tucker Carlson hit it out of the park. Anybody that's done research, Mike, knows. They're going to tell you, everybody wants to hear what they want to hear. Tucker is going to tell you exactly what you want to hear if you're a Trump supporter. You know, he reads everything from a script. And there was you can research this. One of his script writers was actually on a website talking, I write everything Tucker says. You know, he's an heir to the Swanson family. How deep state can you get? Every story, you know Swanson.
Yes.
And, you know, he comes in. You know how it works when you're doing broadcasting. He comes in. He reads his script before he goes on air. And
that's funny. That's not how it works here.
Well, you're not, you don't have people you can pay, you know, $500,000 a year.
I used to know what that was.
but do a little research on that. It's like when I turn into the alternative radio. It's just Republican talking points anymore. Have you noticed that?
Well, I think the vast majority of the American people want Trump reelected, and I think the idea that Biden is a threat to him, for the most part, is an illusion to basically cover up the fact that there's going to be a lot of skullduggery come the actual election.
If any Democrat was doing for Israel what Trump is doing, oh, my God, there wouldn't be an empty podium anywhere. But because Trump's doing it, nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, we talked about it here on this show, and it's one of the areas in which I'm disappointed in Trump. But Biden has already signaled that he's just as pro-Israel.
Mike, they're two sides of the same coin. There's no difference.
Yes.
Now, before...
Okay, so Israel is a null, Israel's a null factor in the election. You know, doesn't matter which way we vote, Israel is still going to get the money and the weapons that they want. Okay, so let's look at the other issues. Let's look at the actual points of difference between Trump and Biden.
I honestly don't think there's going to be that much. They're two sides of the same coin. They'll just tippy-toe. The Republicans will get by with what they can feed to their supporters.
The Democrats are doing exactly the same thing. You know, you've got Kamala Harris out there saying the rioters are just marchers. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, all those people who are looting and burning, they want to believe they're the good guys, and that's what the Democrats are telling them.
Like now we have these callers, and this is an alternative station. We have these callers calling in, like the guy from Florida, that he'll call in and do his Mark Levin impersonation every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the old Mike back when he used to, research Vince Foster and used to research 9/11. Nobody's researching anything anymore. It's either Republican talking points or Democrat talking points. You understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean here, but we haven't had a recent. Well, I mean, we researched Seth Rich. We researched the Russophobia issue. And, I'm sort of controlled by the news environment, as it were. I'm getting older and a little slower. We all are. I'm finally shaking this medical thing I've been dealing with for the last year. And so the old Mike is starting to come back, I think. I could be wrong. But
we want you back, Mike. We love you.
Well, I think by next spring I'll be back to being my normal obnoxious self.
With the Republican talking points. Nobody's taking it serious anymore.
Well, I'm driven by what's being reported in the corporate news media. Where possible, I'll put something up and say, I don't think this is accurate, like the issue with the Chinese virologist, who I think is a plant. To bash
she
China.
She is a plant. You could research that, Mike. You'll find out she is a plant. She's run by Steve Bannon. And look what Steve Bannon did. I hate to take up any more time, but look what Steve Bannon did. Did you research Cambridge Analytica?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Cambridge Analytica. Everything we say on our phones, every email, every website we go to goes to Cambridge Analytica.
Yes.
And who the Mercer family, the guy that's in charge of the Mercer family, he's running a program through Cambridge Analytica, and Steve Bannon is also working with him, and they got the talking points. They know what the people want to hear. They know what the Republicans want to hear. And Steve Bannon...
And I'm sure they know what the Democrats want to hear.
Of course. And Steve Bannon went to the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, and tried to get him, look, I can make you president. This is what you've got to do. We know what they want you to say. And Ted Cruz said, no, I'm going to win it without this. And so then he goes to Donald Trump. And what does Donald Trump say? Because they know the Republicans want to hear, build the wall, lock her up, all the talking points, and that's exactly what Donald Trump was preaching. And it worked. It got him elected. But don't
it got him elected here, and he did let us down on a lot of that.
Mike, we are in deep trouble, brother, I'm telling you.
We are for a lot of reasons extending beyond the presidential election.
Controlled. Both sides are controlled.
Both sides are corrupt, I think is probably a more accurate way of putting it.
Yes. Okay, Mike. Love you.
Okay.
I've never called in before, but I've been listening to you for years. And
well,
we
thank you very much for that. Well, I'm working on bringing the old Mike back just as hard as I can. Anyway, Sammy, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's switch to Joe in Tennessee. Joe, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, real quick to Sammy, I like him. He sounds like a nice guy. But, you can be so ideological that you're not going to have any chance of winning. You can just sit in your room and be a purist, and that's it. What I like about Trump is he's turning the Republican Party into the populist party. So, yeah, we might be making Republican points now, but a lot of the Republican points now are, like, against NAFTA. They're against China and global trade, and they're, like, putting conservatives, pro-life people. So, you should look at the victories that have happened with Trump being populist. And, yeah, I say Tucker Carlson 10 years ago was a lot more of a neocon than he is now. So that's a good thing, So I understand where he's coming from, but, you know, you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, you know. And I think in politics, mm-hmm. you have to try to, like, you know, if both parties, you know, the only hope for the populist wing of any party was to take over the Republican Party. And that's what I think Trump is in the process of doing. And I agree on the Trump's weakness is his ideological attachment to Israel. But mm-hmm. I think that Trump represents to me like Pat Buchanan, except for the Israeli thing. And Pat Buchanan would never be able to be president because of the Israeli thing. So you have Trump, basically a Pat Buchanan, but he's pro-Israel because that's the only way you're going to get in power. But I really wanted to call about the Ginsburg thing. And, you know, once again, Trump, the brilliance of the
okay,
Trump.
Okay, well, Joe, yes. Stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee, and we're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, Joe, take it away.
Well, Hillary Clinton this weekend said that Trump is destroying the institutions, and he is. But how he's doing it is by exposing the corruption of the Clintons in the deep state and Zionist control of the United States. Now,
yes.
with this death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it's going to be wonderful watching the hearings. We're going to see it firsthand. Hopefully, he picks that Catholic lady, because then the American people are going to watch on TV. Feinstein and the whole Jewish deep state cabal, even Harris is all tied in with that. The lefties being hysterical at some nice Catholic lady that adopted two Haitian kids and has a learning disabled child and four others, and went to Notre Dame. That's the other thing, Notre Dame versus Ivy League. This is populism. It's going to be a populist champion woman against the deep state on the Democrats. So what I've always loved about Trump's presidency, whether it's accidental or just on purpose, is the exposure. He's exposing all these things. That's why the institutionals, all our institutions are being destroyed by Trump, because they're all corrupt, and Trump's showing it. And he's going to show anytime there's been one of these hearings, the American people get to watch these vile, mostly Jews and blacks, to sit there and get hysterical and attack normal people, and they're, it's wonderful for the populist side, and it's wonderful for the cause. And to anybody that says there's no difference between Biden and Trump, just the Supreme Court writes what's happening right now ought to tell you there's a huge difference. He's going to put a constitutionalist on the Supreme Court, and Biden will want a black woman like radical, like Jackson, or somebody else that's like Ginsburg. You don't think there's a difference? I mean, don't insult my intelligence. I mean, yeah, there are some issues where there's a lot of, like, you know, deep state stuff going on and both playing both sides, but there's a big difference. Did you see his speech at the about the 1619 project and about our history? President would have the guts to make a speech like that and to say that Trump is just like everybody else? That's ridiculous. I think he's the 4 years now of almost a Trump. There's no war. 311 miles of the wall that he fought tooth and nail for. Been impeached, exposed the FBI. I mean, I could keep going on. So this is really getting to be, they're the talking points. Those are the, I don't know where they're getting their talking points from, but those are ridiculous talking points that are on their face ridiculous. I mean, Trump, whether you might not like him, say you don't like what he's doing, but he's been doing a lot of good things. And this Supreme Court pick is going to be fun to watch, and it's going to just be another exposure for the American people, not only of the Senate, the deep state, but they're going to see the media sit there. They're going to watch this lady talk on TV, and then they're going to see the media tell them, try to gaslight them into what they just saw, that it didn't happen. Okay. So enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks an awful lot, Joe. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Love Talk Radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.